No, like, the pussy.
Yeah.
I like the pussy.
Mm, food.
Pussy.
Nom, 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 nom.
Welcome back to...
Shut the fuck up!
Really hard.
3 seconds in, we already fucked up the show. We read news stories, talk shit, and cough. And also keep it...
Strictly platonic!
I'm your host with the most...
Cherry Cokes.
It's true. Mr. Wolves go along with his platonic partner, coffee drinker, and prime, bad bit, crime. Prime?
Charles!
Prime crime. Charles Manson III.
Yes.
Hold on a second. Who's that? She's back. She's back.
Oh, my God.
She's back again. Yeah, she's back. Back again. Brooke's her name. Call some man.
I don't know.
You can speak. You are allowed.
You are here.
I was trying to remember the rest of those song lyrics.
Brooke is back. Brooke is back. Back. Brooke is back. Brooke is back. How you doing, Brooke?
Yeah. I'm good. Trying to get chicken out of my teeth.
Oh, is that what you were doing? That's why you couldn't speak?
If you want, I have floss sticks, the greatest invention.
Aren't they?
No.
Holy shit.
No, they're not.
They're awesome.
The white sticks that you can like shove into your teeth?
No, no.
Not toothpicks.
No, no, no. No, the white.
Not a they floss can be green. Pick. There is a difference. There is a
what
floss
did you say?
Pick. A floss stick. So it is a stick with a little...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That, and I have the Easy Glide. You have to get the Easy Glide. If it's not the Easy Glide, it rips your fucking fillings out of your teeth. The Easy Glide is the shit.
Okay, I do agree that one, but they always break. Maybe because my teeth are really, really close together. But my mom, just yesterday, actually, gave me a tooth floss stick. Mm-hmm. And it's like on one side, it has like a little brush bristle thingy and you shove into your teeth. And the other one is just like a toothpick.
Not as good.
Sucks because my teeth are super close together. Like you two, it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
And I can't even imagine shoving that into your teeth. You'll probably like break everything.
No, that's
terrible.
It's the weirdest thing I ever heard. But you guys both have a lot of complaints about these like floss sticks that they're just fucking floss on a stick. Like what do you mean? Like
that's what I'm saying.
Tears
it's
your fillings
break
apart.
Anyway.
Where do you floss? Your floss isn't. Your fillings aren't anywhere. You floss.
Some might be in the middle of two teeth.
What? A filling in the middle of two teeth.
Yeah, you can help like repair like one. Like it holds it together and stuff.
Whoa! What are you guys talking about?
Fillings.
What?
Fillings?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can have fillings in the middle of two teeth.
What? I have like fillings in like every one of my molars. I'm just prone to cavities and I don't have any like,
have
it's
it
all
two.
In my teeth.
Well, no. Sometimes, that's why you need to floss. That face though, that you just made. She
what?
Just shoved her fingers
Eureka.
Into her mouth. Okay. But you know how, why you have to floss? Do you know why?
Yeah, to clean in between your teeth. So if
so
there's something preventing you... Cavities. Oh, okay.
Because sometimes if you...
Eureka moment of the fucking year.
I didn't realize you can get cavities on like the outside. Like I thought you can only get cavities inside your teeth.
You could also get cavities on the outside of your teeth, like in front.
I brush like a motherfucker. That's like my only good teeth left is the front one.
Right, yeah.
So I'm just like, brush, everything.
I have a lot too.
I have fillings in every one of my molars, but I didn't know that it could go beyond that.
I've been in pretty much a lot of them.
Pretty much a lot of them.
I like the white fillings though. I don't like the...
You know what? I did too until I started having problems with them and I had to go see a dentist. I had to replace all the white ones because the white ones actually kind of like expire faster.
Shit, yeah.
And if they
aren't
put in properly, they can really cause you pain. And that's what was happening to me.
Really?
So I just went with all of silver because nobody looks inside my mouth.
Exactly.
There you go.
But it's better to go with something that's older in technology. Like
right. I agree.
When they become, when there's
aren't
a new
I heard,
color.
I heard it was unsafe though. The silver ones.
Because of the aluminum?
Yeah.
That probably causes cancer actually.
Holy fuck.
Shit, man.
All
kinds of Eureka moments today.
I do everything I can to avoid cancer.
It's true. I never even thought of that.
So now I have to go fucking replace all my fillings?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
from what
my dentist said, it's not really, like, the amount in there is not really.
Yeah, but they say that eating out of an aluminum pan can cause fucking Alzheimer's now.
Well, that's
just
what I mean. Yeah, but if you're eating a microwave, you're getting fucking AIDS. You know what I mean? Like you're getting
AIDS from eating out of a microwave.
You drink out of a plastic bottle, you get tuberculosis. Fuck.
Yeah, but I believe that though. So now I have to remove all my fillings.
Okay, I don't want to get like too serious or whatever. But you know what I realized the other day?
What'd you realize?
Half realized it and half somebody told me.
Okay.
But cancer is a man-made
Cancer has came. Okay, oh fuck,
sickness.
I hate this fucking conversation. Cancer, okay. Cancer is caused because we don't do anything natural anymore. Nothing we eat is natural. Nothing we put on our bodies is natural. Yeah. Nothing is natural, and it's making our bodies too acidic. And cancer loves acidic environments. Happens. Yes, and cancer thrives in acidic environment. Our pH levels are way too acidic, so. I'm talking like I know what I'm talking about. I don't. But this is my theory, okay? And from bits and pieces of stuff I've read. Yeah. So if we just brought everything back down to what we're supposed to be doing and eating natural foods and using natural products, our bodies would be in a more alkaline environment, pH level, and cancer wouldn't be able to thrive.
See? That's why I'm so obsessed with water. Okay, so what I am talking about is that it takes thousands of years for the body to evolve, right? To get like better at whatever it is. To the environment.
No, I'm fucking with you.
I would have fucking shot you in half.
What did he say?
I'm fucking with you.
I'm not recording.
I'm fucking with you.
You know what's the worst part? Before we started this conversation, I looked at you. I was like, should I ask if it's recording? Okay. So it takes thousands of years for our body to develop into something better, quote unquote. Right. So then in the last like 100 years, we showed up with all this kind of technology, like radio waves,
Game Cubes,
Game Boys, microwaves, cigarettes, all kinds of shit that like our bodies is just like, what are you doing?
Well, that's why everybody's dying of fucking cancer.
I don't have time to adapt. I don't have time. This is showing up too fast.
Yeah, of course.
So the body is just going like, break to pieces, destroyed.
Yeah.
We have a solution now, and it's called nanobots.
No, it's called fucking do shit naturally.
Well, that too. But if you don't, if you want to keep eating chicken McNuggets.
I don't.
Guys, nanobots are coming. They're like bacteria-sized robots. And they go in and they're like, hey, cancer, fuck you, man. And they fight.
There is no way that's going to work.
Look at it.
But that's going to have its own side effects. That's going to bring on a whole other type of cancer of some sort.
Yeah.
No, then the nanobots will fight them.
Or we could just start all eating and doing shit naturally and just...
I'll start hitting people and I'll be like, no, it's the nanobots in my body that is hitting you. And then they'll go to court.
No,
and
you're
like,
just a psycho.
Will go to court and be like, it's not
my
fault.
I'm telling you, nanobots is the future. You can go in and like beat up diseases and stuff.
That's what we have white blood cells for, and those aren't fucking doing anything right now.
Yeah,
the nanobots will tag team with the white blood cells. Anyways.
So bad. No way. This is going to work.
Okay, we need to talk about
something
else.
Keep it natural.
Hi, Brooke. Welcome to the podcast.
Don't eat chicken nuggets and don't play Nintendo.
A little bit of Nintendo. Okay.
So, Brooke, what do you want to talk about, man? The floor is yours.
Oh, fuck. If you guys would have told me that before, I would have planned for something.
All good.
Did you guys? Okay, can
She got unfriended.
Unfriended?
She got unfriended.
Unfriended by someone.
Oh, yeah,
it's okay. It's
And I was like,
I want to hear this story.
Yeah, it's like three episodes in the fucking row.
Well, I know, but it was great. Anyways, I just wanted to mention that she got karma up the ass. Someone unfriended her and she got all sad.
Do you know who unfriended you?
No, it was a guy I never talked to.
So who cares?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I've been like unfriended by people I went to high school with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, wait, I was just going to say, speaking about high school, my 17-year anniversary reunion just happened.
Who the fuck throws a 17-year anniversary?
The geeks in my class.
That's a weird number.
They couldn't wait three more years?
Yeah. No? I didn't go, though. But, it happened.
Would you go to your high school reunion? Me neither.
I did not enjoy it.
Did you go to your 10-year?
I don't even know if there was one, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
I actually made more friends working at McDonald's than I did at high school.
Same here. I don't talk to anybody. I talk to a few people.
That McDonald's crew, I still talk to like seven people.
Isn't that how you guys met?
Yes, McDonald's.
You know what's funny?
I met through other friends through her or through McDonald's. C-Money and the McDonald's,
You know what's funny is I know other people have worked at McDonald's and most of them still have friends from when they worked at McDonald's. We're talking
McDonald's
like 15 years ago.
McDonald's is the best job you could ever get.
I think it's one of those things you work like so hard and so much. You just tend to become like so close with the people you work with that
it's like fighting in an army.
Yeah.
It's like literally fighting for World War
II.
Without getting your arms blocked, but we have like scars from the grease.
Well, nobody
we do, actually.
Nobody understands what it is other than you guys.
I really, really love that job. But I used to call it easy money because the job was easy because it was repetitive, but it was intense.
Right.
Does that make sense? Like it was just like
you work hard,
go, but it was easy. Like it was fun.
Yeah, you flip. Yeah,
we used to like fuck around all the fucking time. But I think we spoke about this already. But anyways, I missed that job.
We had a good group of dudes.
I can't eat at McDonald's anymore though because I get frustrated because I have to wait.
Because they're
like 500 million minutes Do you know the new system with the screens now? Like, they give you a number.
What?
The most inefficient way of working. It pisses me off.
You have to take a number?
No, you get you go and order food now, and they give you a number, and then there's a screen of, like, who they're serving now. It's supposed to take 56 seconds to make a hamburger, and what's the other number was? 1 minute to make fries. Okay. Why am I waiting 10 minutes for my fucking meal?
Unless the fries aren't ready, but yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. 1 minute to build. No, it was two minutes.
No, it's not a minute. It's like 2 minutes.
Two minutes to make fries. But I'm always waiting like 10 minutes for my food. Or yesterday I went to go get like a slushie, the lemonade slushies. And I was, you know, in the line and it was Carlos.
Oh my God, stop doing
that. Keep hitting the fucking mic. I was waiting in the drive-thru and there was a lot of people because it was like supper time. And they made the slushie when I ordered it. So by the time I got there, it was melted.
Oh, fuck.
And I saw there was ice creams also melting on the side from probably the person
behind
me.
Fucking head. Yeah. If there's four cars in front of me, maybe... Like,
when I worked here, this shit didn't happen. Back in my day, I walked 8 miles to school and they made a fucking ice cream cone in 8 seconds. Fuck you.
I made them make me another one. I was like, guys, come on. Can I have a slushie? Like,
this is the best segue ever. I had no idea you were going to bring up McDonald's. But I got a dream reader.
Dream reader?
Yeah, you're dream reader.
Oh, yeah.
Dream reader.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
What's the song? It's called Dream Weaver, but you're the dream reader.
Reader?
Yeah,
you're dream reader. I don't think that's what it was.
You read, analyze dreams.
I love analyzing dreams. Yeah. Love it.
That's a dream reader.
Okay, that's not the song, but it's fine. I can't wait. Go.
Well, what do you want to be called? Dream reader?
That's fine.
Dream. Okay. All right. So, speaking of McDonald's, right? So, this is reoccurring.
Yes. Since when, though? Since last time we had an episode?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm working at McDonald's.
Reoccurring for a week now.
I'm working at McDonald's.
Oh, boy.
And I'm making a Big Mac.
Okay.
And I can't finish it.
Ooh, like, it's taking me.
People are in line. It's like, the line's getting bigger. And I'm still working on this Big Mac. It's like 5 minutes later, I'm like, oh, I'm still working on it. People are getting mad. And for whatever reason, I can't finish making the Big Mac.
Is there anybody else in the dream that's like getting mad at you?
Yeah,
or
the
something?
Customers are getting mad, the cashier, and there's somebody else doing meat, and I'm preparing the Big Mac, but I can't finish it.
Is there like a jobs in your life right now that you don't seem to have either a handle on, or you're trying to finish it, you're trying to achieve it, but it's like you're waiting for it, and it's like pissing you off?
Oh, yeah,
You are fasting.
Well, yeah, there's the fasting, but there's the Toronto thing. I might be still getting that, so.
What Toronto thing?
Well, the Toronto job.
Oh, well, it could be that, but yeah. I think it's more of the, like, you can't wait for this to be over.
Can't wait for
Is there something like that? Work? For the, whatever it is, that job, in a circle, that job to be over. You can't, like, you don't know where it's going, you just need it to finish it, but it's frustrating
in the process. Right now. Yeah, it's all up in the air.
Is this, like, your expert opinion, or are you just pulling shit out of your ass?
Out of my ass.
Okay. Just
my
checking.
Expert, but aren't they both the same?
Did you like just read a book I don't know about?
Oh,
now
no,
all of a sudden
no.
You're like this expert, because you guys are having a serious in-depth conversation about this dream.
No,
and you're just pulling this out of your
ass. She's a dream.
I'm really good at analyzing dreams.
You're really good at analyzing dreams, or you just enjoy doing it?
I enjoy doing it.
You're good at it.
I enjoy doing it.
I'm stressed out at work because I don't know what's going on.
There you go.
With
boom.
The job.
So analyze dreamer.
Yeah, but like anyone could have fucking figured that out.
Huh?
Anyone could have figured that out.
What?
No, but for real. Like, I'll give you a dream. Try to fucking figure this out.
Anybody can fucking do that. You don't have any fucking time.
It has to be a dream that you wake up and you're like, fuck, and you're like bothered by it. Or else you're just imagination.
Okay, well, this is a dream.
You hit the mic now?
Yeah, I have mic hitting disease.
Okay, well, there we go. Now we're all equal. This was a reoccurring dream that happened since I was a child, and it was very frustrating because I never understood it. Where my father, my father sat on the edge of the bed and kind of like sunk in and was stuck, and we couldn't get him back out. Like, we kept trying to pull him, and we couldn't get him out.
Who couldn't get him back out?
Our family: me, my mom, my brother.
You three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how'd you feel while you
were
trying
panicking.
To do it? You were panicking?
Yeah, because we had to get him out of the bed.
Why was he at the foot of your bed?
Well, he just went to go sit like on the edge of the bed.
To do what?
I don't know. What the fuck? I don't know. Put the socks on?
Well, that's what it is. That's what it is.
But that wasn't part of the dream. I don't know. It wasn't that what that no one told me.
He just sat. But how you probably knew it's your dream. You probably knew why you were sitting there.
I'm telling you what the fucking scenario is.
As an empath, I'm feeling a lot of stress coming from her side of the table.
She's so mean. What the hell?
No, but like, I'm giving you all the details.
She's like angry at you, man. Well, it could. She's like yelling at you.
But did everybody want him? Like, was he panicking? What was happening there?
I don't remember.
I need feelings.
She, you don't need feelings. You're not an ex. You don't actually do this.
No,
feelings.
She's actually pretty good. You know why? Because she's the dream.
Did this happen to stop when your mom started seeing your dad? Your other dad?
My other dad?
Your stepfather?
Dad too?
Stepfather?
No, this used to have as a child. My parents only divorced when I was a teenager.
Okay, but were they having problems?
They could they never got along.
Okay, they never got along. But it could be that something was happening with your dad and you felt that there was a stress there and were trying to help him... like, figure it out, but you didn't know how. And the fact that your family's there, it could be a family issue.
That makes complete sense, there you go. Which just proves that
people
who do this for a living are probably bullshit.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, it's bullshit.
Sense, for sure.
It's a lot of common sense. But see, that makes sense. Thank you.
So if you guys have any dream questions, any reoccurring nightmares, and you want answers, email
SKFU
with the subject SDFU@gmail.com or tweet.
Well, I love this shit.
Quick dream,
but you guys, again, you have to tell me how you felt.
Yeah.
Who was there?
You have to be very descriptive so she can get an in-depth analysis.
This is killing me. Can I get you a crystal ball?
Dream. Yes, please. Please.
Okay, back to shit. Okay?
Shit. Shit? Like actual shit?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Well, shit and the shit and shitting. So I came across the greatest wonder of technology that I have never experienced before in my life in Toronto.
Was it a plunger?
No.
That like takes a shit out of your ass?
What?
He's talking about greatest invention, shitting.
Isn't that
an enema?
That's a New Jersey enema. They take a plunger and they literally just
there's easier ways of doing that, Charlie.
Hey, you want an enema? Give me a fucking plunger. Fucking,
shit, it already
I'll
exists.
Take that
all
shit right out of your ass.
All right.
All right. So I'll let you try to guess again.
Okay.
This wonder of technology that I've been introduced to at Sean's place that I've never experienced before in my life has to do with shitting.
Has to
do with shitting?
Told you.
It's euphoric.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay, go ahead.
Is it what is it called?
The squatter?
A debay? No, what? A bidet?
Bidet?
I'm dyslexic.
Is it a bidet? Is it a squatter?
The bidet is the greatest invention.
You never knew of a bidet?
I knew of it.
My friend's mom has one in her house.
I knew of it. So I sat down.
Italian friends?
I've never shit in your ass before. I don't think you have one.
I don't have one, but my mom definitely does.
I never shit in your mom's ass either. Okay. So I sit down. I'm this like this Japanese super fucking toilet with like heated seats and it lifts when you come and it's like hello and it like lifts.
He has the Japanese toilet,
right?
Oh my god!
And it's got like two level bidet, ass dryer, everything.
Ass dryer?
Well, I don't know if it's this one, but the Japanese bidets, it's literally like it comes out of the seat.
Yeah.
And then stands up and then like. Psh,
it's got the ass bidet and the pussy bidet. It's got like the front back.
Talk. I actually have a video of this.
Okay. That's not good for the vagina, though.
You're not supposed
to shove water up there. That throws off
vagina,
the pH.
It's for your ass.
He just said there was one also for the vagina.
Oh, really? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Well, I don't know how that works, but anyways, for the ass. So I'm curious, right? I'm like, okay, let's see what happens, you know? Because my whole life, I've just been wiping it with toilet paper, and it's always like, it's like, I never got that fully clean feeling, you know? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Just missing something.
It's always like, you know, like,
There's a lot of people that use wet wipes.
Yeah, we use wet
wipes.
That's
interesting. No, I've never used wet wipes. It's always been, you know, just toilet paper. And I've always never felt fresh, you know?
Okay.
But did you ever, like, run the toilet paper underwater sometimes?
Oh, I don't do that.
No, but then it would get stuck to my ass.
Wouldn't that fall apart everywhere?
If you buy cheap toilet paper, if you buy Charmin or Kirkland brand, it stays together.
Like a Scott towel or something?
Scott towel?
I love what she says with the accent. Scott towel.
Scott towel.
Scott towel.
You got the Scott towel.
I don't think it is
French side kind of just like slips out. Okay, sorry.
Anyways, yeah, so I'm like, I'm a little concerned because my ass has only been exit only for my entire life. Right? So I've never actually shoved anything up there before.
Okay.
So I was a little like, I'm like, am I going to like this? You know? So I start with the soft stream. You know, I'm like, okay. I felt a little bit violated. I'm not going to lie. It felt very foreign. But it was cool. I'm like, okay, I'm just going full board. So I go with the full blast fucking stream right up my ass. And I'm like, I'm loving it. I'm just loving this water being shut up my ass. It was super cool. I sit down after. I'm like, I felt so refreshed. It was an invigorating experience. And I almost felt like enjoying, like, to go take a shit. And I went up there. I swear to God, every time I'd go up to that bathroom, fucking bidet the shit out of my ass, fucking, I was all clean. And now I come back here and I'm like, I want a bidet now. It's the best fucking thing.
Oh boy.
I love it. The bidet. Everybody needs a bidet.
Well, I'm Italian. Bidets are all over the place. Yeah. I never used one.
But doesn't
get the fuck out. It's the best.
No, but we have this is in the toilet, you said.
This
right?
is for somebody who shits a lot. So for the fucking super shitters.
But your bidet was on the toilet.
Because usually it's beside the toilet.
Yeah, no, because ours is beside the toilet. Yeah.
It was like in.
In the toilet.
It was an all-in-one.
Usually it's beside the toilet. So you literally have to, you would have to like get up. Go to the bidet.
With your dirty ass.
Yeah.
And like, waddle over to the bidet.
Yeah, this is an all-in-one Japanese super fucking thing. Then it blow-dried my ass. It was the best.
But doesn't it like splash out of the toilet and make a mess?
No.
Well, no, because you're supposed to be sitting on it, so you're supposed to splash your ass.
But an actual bidet doesn't have a seat. You're just supposed to, you just straddle over it, no?
Yeah.
Exactly. No, so you're telling me that doesn't splash everywhere?
No, it is aerodynamically perfectly placed to stream right up your ass. It's the fucking best thing ever.
Did you go like, ooh?
No, I was like, no, it was a huh. Like, it felt weird at the beginning. Like, nothing's supposed to go up there. This is weird. Then I'm like, no, this is kind of nice. This is good.
That's so funny.
Pretty good, yeah. And now, like, it was the best. Like, I was like skipping around. I was super happy. I felt so clean.
Can I just say, Charlie wasn't far off with her plunger theory.
I wasn't that far off.
No, it's still a way to clean your ass.
No ass plunger, but yeah, I felt so fresh, so clean.
Fresh and so clean, clean. And clean. But you know what I learned is apparently bidets, you're not supposed to sit on it this way. You're supposed to straddle it the other way.
Oh, that's even more. So then all the shit you're blowing out of your ass with the water is going to go behind you onto the counter? That's how that's going to work?
The counter?
The one I saw, there was a
kitchen counter in your bathroom?
There was a bathroom counter.
You're taking a shit?
There's
like
a bathroom.
Frying eggs and stuff? Multitask?
Yeah, you're supposed to like, as if you're, sitting backwards on a chair.
And then can you spray like poop particles up into your vagina?
Probably.
Well, that's asking for a yeast infection.
Yeah, I don't see it being that great, but...
And no, it's the greatest thing ever.
Well, I'm asking my cousins to send me the video and I'll show you guys
of the
after.
Bidet?
The bidet in Japan.
It's the best. I want to move there just to use their toilet.
You could just buy a toilet.
No, the super Japanese toilet. I don't know how much it costs. I don't care. It's $45,000.
I'm surprised that he has it, though.
It's like the equivalent of taking a shower every time you take a shit. But just washing your ass.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people that take a shit and have to shower every time after they shit.
Really?
Well, that's interesting. But every time. You don't with the super Japanese toilet.
Yeah, I agree.
It's the grist.
You know what?
It's the grist.
Fun fact. Do you know what I've learned? Apparently the whole thing of like that the toilet, when you flush a toilet, it goes, the water direction changes depending on what hemisphere you are in.
Hemisphere, yeah.
It's not true.
I don't believe you.
It's not true.
It's been backed up.
Oh, we have listeners. We have listeners in New Zealand.
It's based.
It's
yes.
True.
Let us
GBL.
Know. Ask them. Can you send us a video of your flushing toilet?
Apparently, take a shit to send us a video. Well, don't, after you shit.
Apparently, it's based on the shape of the bowl.
Really?
Yeah. So it may be turning the other way down under, but... It's probably because their toilets are made differently.
Because I'm pretty sure I saw this on like Magic School Bus or Curious George or something, which makes
not
it completely
true. That's what
right.
I read. I read it yesterday, actually.
And okay, so where'd you read it from, though? Like The Onion?
No.
It's
no,
a reputable,
on a scientific,
it's a reputable news site.
On a scientific thing. It
just
was like
you
15
read
things.
It doesn't mean it's real.
Very true. But it's 15 things that you learned in school that aren't true
at
all.
What's the other 14? I want to argue with all of them.
Oh, it was like that. There's all kinds of stuff. Okay. I could go find it.
Send me the link, okay?
Okay.
I'll argue with it on my own time.
I can send it.
I got more shit to talk about.
Go ahead.
About.
Talk it.
Okay.
Talk it. I'm going to look for it at the same
shit.
Time.
We got literally more shit to talk about. Okay, so I've been taking these multivitamins.
Oh boy.
And
is your pee orange?
No, fluorescent green. Mine goes fluorescent green with
mine yellow.
Mine's dark brown.
Oh,
is it really?
It's like a sludge.
I don't know if that's normal.
Yeah, I might go out to see somebody about that.
I think that's your fasting.
It was this like dark fucking sludge shit. Anyways.
Oh,
your pee? But,
yeah.
What kind of vitamins are you taking?
It's not sludge. It's not sludge. It's dark. Anyways.
Dark.
So yeah. So working on this intermittent fasting thing without going into too much detail, I only eat like once a day, whatever. Anyways. I've been taking these multivitamins, and the thing is, my body is not used to actual vitamins in it, so it's like, I don't know what this is, I'm freaking out,
you puke?
No.
Oh.
So, I'm close to the metro, and all I hear is...
What just happened to me?
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah, yeah, that was my stomach.
You ate.
Yeah. It was sympathizing.
It was like... But this was, it wasn't like, I'm hungry. It's like, oh shit.
You have 5 seconds to find a bathroom.
And as we know, like people who take the metro here know there's no bathrooms in the metro.
Nope.
So I'm about an hour away at this point.
Shit, yo.
And I'm like, oh fuck. Okay, calm down.
You just squeeze it.
I make it.
Squeeze it.
Yeah. So it was, and then so I get to the metro where my car is. And then it's like, oh fuck. Gotta hold it. Oh yeah.
Oh my god. Did you
it
shit?
It was like this battle. Okay.
Did you shit?
What are you trying to ruin the whole story? I'm like, I'm getting there. I'm not gonna tell you if I did or not yet. So I'm like, oh fuck. So I have a good technique where you just like, you don't move, you don't breathe, you just kind of, and then it's, to me, it would be the equivalent of labor pains, I guess.
Oh my god. I really
look at Brooke's face.
Really doubt it.
It's like it's gonna come and go, the labor pains, so during the labor pains is when you fucking bolt. Like you deal with it during, and then
okay,
dealt with it, got to the car. Okay, I'm in the car. Then I'm driving and I'm like, oh fuck. I literally had to stop the car to like brace. Like hold it in. It was so bad.
Oh my god.
I'm like, oh, I had to pull off to the side. I'm like, okay. Get out. Get to the corner of the street. Get out of the car. Again, like, I'm so close. It was like,
did you make it or not?
If a hunt, you're,
come on.
You have no patience.
I have no patience.
Enjoy the story.
There. I need to know.
Then I had this. I'm about 500 meters from the house. Again, I'm like, fuck. The butt clenching, walking at like a mile an hour at this point. And I don't know if this happens to you, but when I get in the house and I gotta go.
It goes away.
No, like it's like, oh fuck, shit now. And like between the time you hit the door and the bathroom is like the most critical time.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why. It's like your body's like, oh, it's coming out.
It's getting the key into the door. You're like, fine, you fucking do it.
When you pee,
I barely made it. Yeah. I literally had the butt over the bowl as it was coming. It was like split second. It was like MacGyver bomb, 1 second left, you know, before it explodes.
I read something about that, though. And Bridesmaids, yeah. I read something about that, though, that it happens to everybody.
The bathroom thing?
Then you really, really, really gotta go.
Yeah.
The last,
closer
like,
you
five.
Get, yeah.
Yeah, the closer you get, the more it's like,
the anticipation or something.
Yeah.
Anyway,
oh
so
God.
I just made it, but now I'm like, maybe these vitamins might not be the best.
Yeah, like,
I gotta like,
can
slowly.
We like read these vitamins? It might be something crazy.
Yeah, it's
take
like,
those all natural progressive ones. Those
I got the Centrum. So fuck you, Centrum. I'm gonna try Jameson.
Well, it definitely doesn't happen with me when I buy the Centrum.
Well, my body's like, nope. I'm not dealing with you.
Oh, my God. Well, I know somebody that was sitting in traffic, and it's not me, I swear, was
sure,
sitting in traffic and really, really, really had to shit and ended up shitting in the box in the car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because it just couldn't do it. So pull down the pants, put the box under the seat, and just shit.
Well, you got to go. You got to go.
That
man.
Fucking, how do you like...
The
oh my
smell?
God! Yeah, to get
oh
rid
God.
Of it after.
I had to pee into a Tim Hortons cup once in the car.
Really?
Because I had to pee really bad. There was no bathrooms around.
Did you like? Miss,
how do women?
Miss it?
How do you?
No.
How do you cover
it's so
it?
Easy. Yeah, you just like cup it right onto you.
Yeah, because the guy, you could just be like, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But you're just like probably onto. One of the only ones that are an expert of peeing in a cup.
I pee in cups all the time.
Yeah. I
remind
pee
me not
on
to
my
come
pants.
Over to your house and have a coffee.
I don't do it at home.
Did you do that like CBC Marketplace like that? Did you see that?
No.
The guy pissed. Like he was doing renovations on a house, grabbed the coffee cup, pissed in it, put it in the sink, washed it out.
Oh, no, oh. No. I throw them out after.
And that guy ran for like, be our equivalent of Congress. Like
oh
he
my
ran.
God.
And then they found it like, dude, you pissed in a cup and you're on TV. And he's like, okay, fuck it.
But like,
what do you mean? He pissed in a cup on TV?
Yeah, you know, Marketplace. It's like a show that debunks stuff or like hidden camera stuff. So he did Reno's Marketplace, and the guy in the kitchen, like, he didn't walk 10 feet to go piss.
Someone else's cup?
Yes.
Holy.
And so
fuck.
he was doing Reno's, and he fucking grabs a coffee cup, pisses in it, puts it in the sink, and rinses it out.
Probably because it was like, oh no, I was going to say maybe there was no running water, but if you rinsed out the cup, there was.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's what kind of person does that?
No, I at least throw my cups out after.
Yeah. Like, at least Polish gentlemen, they move the dishes over before they take a piss. So.
What?
That's a joke. So, because Brooke doesn't listen to the other show, I figure we'll introduce it. I have a guy problem.
Yay! Guy problem!
Guy problem. Okay. So I got two really close female friends. Well, actually, her, she's like...
Was I not included in that one?
No, she's garbage. No. There's this one, she's literally like platonic sister friend. There's another one where I've always been kind of like, you know.
Which used to work at McDonald's with us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've known her for a long time.
We're gonna call her Panama.
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 Is she from Panama? Because you're kind of giving away
her. Why is her name Panama?
Well, it's because... That's around the region where she's...
From?
Yeah.
Okay, Panama.
Panama.
I don't even know this. Okay, go.
Panama.
Go.
So, Panama. I've been friends with her for forever, right? At one point, this was way back, there was a potential opportunity for me for something more. Where she literally... I was at her place for some other reason. I was sleeping in her roommate's bed. And she had woken me up naked... Pretty sure she was intoxicated, but wakes me up by rubbing my leg and she was like naked.
Okay.
So I panicked because I didn't see like that coming at all.
Right. You were not prepared for this.
No, it was like friends and then no sign of anything. And then that. So I was like, I panicked. So I pretended to be asleep.
Can you understand?
Can you believe it?
It's like the dumbest thing ever.
Panicked.
It's a dumb, because I wasn't expecting, so right. I like wake up and pretend to be asleep. Yeah. And
you think that she's seen her?
For sure. For sure.
Seen what? That you woke up?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, so she knew that you were pretending?
She knew that I was like, okay. And then she left, right? And ever since, like, it just kind of brushed it off, and then we just been friends or whatever. And she's never really shown.
No one's mentioned anything?
She mentioned it one time passing, like, I knew you weren't asleep or something like that.
And then what'd you say to that?
I'm like,
You panicked again.
I wasn't expecting
you should start, so, but after that point, you should have started, like, rehearsing scenarios in your head. Like, okay,
believe
if it's
me,
brought up, this is what I'm
going
to say.
Believe me, I am the overthink king. I have worked these scenarios in my head a million times. And if I had a time machine, that would, like, people say no regrets. Fuck that. I regret the shit out of that.
Oh, my God. I would have done everything to try to rectify and be like, okay, I'm not an idiot. Yeah. Hey, anyway. I am interested.
So, anyways, that opportunity came and gone, and I'm, like, in the fucking nether regions of friend zone, which it was fine, like. It's in my head. It was like, okay, she's a friend. That's cool.
Still enjoyed her friendship.
Yeah, she's
how
cool.
Long ago was this? Like, how long ago?
15 years ago.
Okay. Oh wow. Okay.
So, anyways, so now I'm like losing a bit of weight, feeling a bit more confident, and for whatever reason, I'm like, you know, maybe I can try to like rehash this or try to like.
Are you guys still friends? You guys still speak on a regular basis?
Not as regular. No, it's off and on. Like, not very often now.
And is she single? Do you know?
Yes.
Okay.
She's been single for a couple of years.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, is there any way that I can get out of this nether region of friend zone or try to or see if there's any interest or...
For sure.
Like, pop up the question, you know? So I was thinking of scenarios, how to do it. Do I just be direct and say, hey, you want to fucking whatever? or do stuff or, yeah, I don't know. So I'm trying to figure out the best way to like...
Oh, you have the best way on a silver platter. You bring up what happened 15 years ago. Laugh about it. You know what I mean? Be like, yeah, I wasn't sleeping. It's fucking, hey, want to try that again? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many ways you could bring that up.
Like 15 years ago is a fucking long time though. I think it's scrapped now.
And I bond over things that happened 15 years ago because of situations like that, because you're like, so it's like, especially at our age now, like, I mean, I'm assuming you're the same age as us, in your 30s, so it's like 15 years ago, like, it's hilarious shit that we're such idiots. Like, it'd be so funny to talk about it now, like, have a drink with her and talk about it and bring it up, and you can kind of feel the vibe from there.
So I wanted to bring it up, like, hey, how come we never got together thing? And I'd be like, you remember that fucking thing there? And as whatever.
You can do that.
I've always kind of regretted it.
Yeah.
Maybe something like that.
You have, like, the perfect opening. Like, laugh about what happened exactly.
Well, I'm thinking of maybe doing a thing where just, like, just going out with her more and having fun and maybe being more touchy-feely and then bringing it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's what I said. I said that you should just bring her, like, go out as friends, but alone, so that she can see, like, how fun you are to be around with and whatever, but be more, like, closer.
But maybe like, not the first time alone. Like, if it's been a while since you guys seen each other, maybe start with group setting, then alone. Like, I would take this in very small baby steps.
You do have group settings.
We went to movies this week.
This week. So recent group setting. Oh, so yeah, exactly. So next step, you get her alone.
So I tried to sit next to her. And
oh, yeah, what happened with that?
Okay, because you were like, oh, try to sit next to her. I'm like, okay. So I go, okay, so we went, I actually originally invited another friend, she invited other people, I was like, cool, she was one of them.
So you didn't even invite her? You didn't invite her?
No, she got invited by somebody
else. Oh, well, that's not cool. You should have just said, you shouldn't been the one inviting her, I'm not bringing.
Okay.
Well, the important thing, so, she was there.
Anyway, she was there, right? And I was going to be like, okay, I'll sit next to her, fucking do whatever, flirty. But we were four, other two were getting snacks. So, and the theater was packed, so I gotta, like, hold a seat. And she's like, so where are you gonna sit? And I'm like, oh, well, I could sit.
Dude, perfect opportunity. Oh, my God.
Like, next to you?
No, hold on. So I'm like, I'll just sit there. And she's like, yeah, but don't you like the corner? You get more space? Or is that, like, holding the seat? And I'm like,
oh, she pushed you away?
Not just she pushed, but it was, like, it was just the circumstance of, like, it's a summer, we don't have coats. So you can't hold the seat if I'm sitting next to her. Somebody else. So you guys have
to sit on opposite ends.
Opposite ends for the other two to come in.
Well, so, yeah, but when the people showed up, you should have just moved. So it would have been easier for them.
But then she also mentioned, don't you like the corner better?
Be like, no, I like it next to you.
But I thought that would have been too obvious.
Yeah, but in your 30s, obvious isn't necessary, you know?
So you just, like, fuck the subtlety?
Yeah. Okay. We don't have time to waste.
Fuck the subtlety. I agree with that.
Those eggs are drying out.
Okay. So I'm gonna push a bit more now.
In my opinion, but okay. Don't go too, like, I think you should go into just you two first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hang out a couple times and be like, hey, how come we never ended up? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Remember that thing when you're naked?
Get nice and drunk.
Yeah, it'll definitely come up. Exactly. Yeah. If you guys are alone and drinking, like, it's gonna come up.
But don't get drunk. Pretend to get drunk. Because you get pretty drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he gets like,
I don't think I've ever witnessed this.
He gets like sloppy and loud and. Oh, yeah.
Remember when you're naked? You wanna fuck?
Yeah, pretend.
I don't know what happened. It didn't work out. Yeah, I'm gonna, like, I have nothing to lose at this point. Like, even if she says, I don't talk to anymore, I'm like, okay, I got Charlie.
Exactly.
Like, I can still talk to Charlie.
It's not gonna change anything in your life. Like,
yeah, honestly, if she says, fuck it, I don't talk to you, goodbye. Like, just go for it.
Yeah, I think you should. I'm so happy you brought this up.
Twitter, hashtag guy problems. What do you think?
What do I do? So simple. Do I be like, do I just whip it out? Do I like slow play it? I don't know.
I wouldn't vote for that one.
Okay.
I definitely think that friends can get out of the friendship zone, though.
Even the 15-year nether region dark crevices of the fucking zone.
Because you had the opportunity.
You definitely should have done it before, but now that it's done, it's done. Yeah. But
that door opened once. It can open again.
You never know. Especially when drinks are flowing.
That's it.
Ew. I can't believe she did that, though. I would have never been have the guts to do that.
No, me neither. Me neither.
Never.
But it was just so fucking out of the... That's why I panicked.
Could you have been dreaming? No, because she mentioned it before.
Funny she mentioned that. And then I almost thought, like, fuck, was I dreaming? But no, I'm like 98% sure it was
But
legit.
She brought it up, right?
She brought it up.
Okay, because if you're not sure, you can't bring it up. Because you're going to be like, That never happened.
But she might have forgot, too. It's been...
No. You don't remember trying to wake somebody up naked and they pretend there's... Like, that was probably a blow to her ego, to be honest.
That's actually a big thing with me. I'm always like, there's a few moments in my life that I've done something or something happened and it's still in my head.
Yeah, it just stays with you.
Always stays with me. And I'm always like, I wonder if that person feels like that too. Like if they remember.
Yeah.
If they like would ever talk about it. Or if it's just like, if I bring it up and they don't remember, then it makes it worse. Right. And I'm like,
well, it depends what it is. Sometimes you don't want them to remember, and then you feel silly for stressing so much about
right.
it.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Or I've had times where like, oh, I told somebody, oh, I feel bad with this. She's like, feel what? Like,
yeah.
Then you look like an idiot because you're right. overthinking something that nobody even remember, you know.
For me, those are the times that usually stuck with me where like I did something stupid. And then you do eventually realize that you're the only one that remembers it.
Yeah.
The only one that cares about it. Yeah.
And you just need to.
You still want to talk about it though.
That's why I go to therapy.
Yeah.
Talks with her dream reader.
Dream reader.
Yeah.
What was it? There was one thing that I remember recently, and I was like, "Oh, there's no way that people remember." There's a thing that happened. Now I don't remember.
It was so important.
Yeah, it's
even
so
she
important.
Fucking forgot.
Yeah, maybe I did because I was like, "Oh, fine, we're good now." But there's a moment with my niece, my goddaughter. She was 2 years old. And I accidentally...
She definitely doesn't remember. You don't remember anything.
I know, but I feel so guilty. Like, we went to the store together, just 2 years old. Went to the store together, and I opened the door, but not long enough, so she got caught in the door.
Oh. Okay.
And it was like a metal door, so it's like, it hurts. And she cried, and like...
You felt
so bad.
I was
like, I can't believe I didn't fucking see her, you know?
Yeah.
It's like still with me. But she's like 21 now, and I'm like, I'm not going to bring it up. Be like, hey, by the way, I'm sorry what happened.
I'm really sorry about that.
What happened 20 years ago?
She doesn't
really sorry.
You don't remember anything before four, usually.
Yeah.
That's not true.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
Because
four?
Yeah.
Well, that's the average age you usually start remembering.
Because
things.
Like when you're a fucking 2-year-old, you don't know what the fuck is what.
Yeah.
You don't know the language.
It's impossible for you to absorb it.
Yeah, it's so fucking intense.
You know, I am going to tell her once, though, because it's still with me.
You should, though, because you'll probably feel better.
It'd be a therapeutic thing for you.
But I'll make her listen to the episode.
Just listen to it. It's good enough. There is a handful of people, though. It's an extremely rare condition, but there is a handful of people that do remember everything about their life from the day they were born.
Yeah.
And apparently it's extremely traumatizing. That's why nature has it that we don't remember. But some people do.
Can you imagine remembering everything
coming right out of the vagina the first
oh
thing
my
you're
god.
Like what the fuck is this?
Oh my god, that would be so freaky.
The feeling of that
coming out of the vagina.
Or
it's the top of your head though. It doesn't do that with your cheeks.
No, but it looks like I'm just thinking, oh, it's true, the top of the head, but then like because it's the 80s, right? So it's like it's like gunk and then a lot of bush.
I got one up on you.
Okay. The gunk in the bush and the sand and the ripping and the
But imagine you're a boy, right? And you got the gunk in the bush, and then they snap. It's like chop the top of your dick off.
Yeah,
and you're like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Yeah. I felt bad about that.
Oh, and you remember that.
Oh, and you remember it. It's true.
Your son would remember when you circumcised him.
But it was actually, but we did the ring method. It's extremely.
That's even worse.
No, it's extremely less traumatizing and painful.
But they would remember that they had a metal, plastic thing
ring.
On
I guess
their
so.
Dick.
Yeah.
For like,
yeah, but I mean, it's like literally a week after he had a plastic thing hang off his belly button. You know what I mean? Like
that's
the same thing happened.
Speaking about dicks or circumcision,
uh-oh.
Did you know I was watching a show called Adam Ruins Everything? And they ruined the whole... Do you know why circumcision started?
Okay, but don't ruin it too much for me because I'm still like kind of like, oh, did I make the right decision? Because I had my son circumcised. So don't traumatize me too much,
isn't
okay?
it because sometimes, one, because it's dirty. Some guys don't clean it
it's
properly.
It's easier to clean.
It's easier to clean. And two, because some guys, you're afraid that they're not going to be able to pull back the skin.
So the reason why
nope.
the reason why first it's usually done throwing religion out, say if it's a non-religious reason, it's just done historically because it's always been done
right
of.
Yeah,
you know, and
like
there are
most
some people who don't do
lives.
It
right.
There are some people who don't do it, but like dad's like, oh, I got circumcised, might as well circumcise my kid, whatever. So anyways, it was done originally in like the early 1900s because it was thought to be a prevention for masturbation.
No.
I swear to
really?
God, that's what it is.
Really?
They thought that if you cut the top of your penis, you wouldn't masturbate?
You wouldn't masturbate, yeah.
How the fuck do you even get there?
I don't know. That's not true.
The guy who invented...
Obviously, it's not true.
She's like, well, that's not true.
Well, listen.
The woman says, that's not true.
I can speak from personal experience. It doesn't work.
I know circumcised people, and I'm pretty sure they're still masturbating.
Well, a lot of us do, yeah. So
that is ridiculous.
So,
yeah,
Kellogg's. The guy who invented Kellogg's was like, masturbation is wrong. You shouldn't do that, so you should... Cut the tip of your penis off. And
wait, the guy who made Kellogg's made that up?
Yes.
Kellogg's is old.
I'm telling you. Look it up. It is fucking
like
insane.
He's not alive anymore.
Obviously. You have all kinds of good, like,
so I'm just revelations. So nothing's getting past this one tonight.
So there are small things, like you said, like in terms of cleanliness and disease prevention and stuff.
Oh my God.
It can be better, but the main reason it's done now goes back to the 1900s. That's to be a masturbation. Okay.
Well, that didn't traumatize me as much as I feared it was going to.
Do you have something to end the show? If not, I have a thing to end the show.
Nope, I don't.
Okay, so we will end on fact or fake news.
Oh God, fake news. Okay.
Fake news, and he repeated fake. You are fake news.
Fact or fake news?
Well, how does this game played now?
So I'm going to read something. English. You can tell me. It's regarding our favorite president of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
And you can tell us if it's fact or if it's fake news. An episode of the 1950s Western TV series Trackdown featured a snake oil salesman named Trump who promised to build a wall in order to prevent the end of the world. Is that fact or fake news?
Well, that seems very oddly specific, so I'm going to say it's true.
Sure, I'm going to say fake news.
In November 2016, a clip from the episode of the 1950s Western television show Trackdown was published on YouTube along with a claim that it predicted Donald Trump by featuring a snake oil salesman character named Trump.
Why was this not big? Like, bigger? Like, okay, but it didn't mention in the true part if the whole show had the wall and stuff. That was part of the show also? For real?
It was an episode, yeah.
Why is it, like, why don't we know about this? Why
because it's bigger? Probably it's just like a coincidence. Yeah, obviously, it's not prediction. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
That's you believe in the Simpsons be predicting everything too?
They've predicted more than a handful of things.
It's all fake.
No, it's not.
Of course it is.
Okay.
Simpsons are life.
It's good. Most of the things already aired the week before.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. President Trump signs an executive order allowing the hunting of bald eagles. Is this true or fake news?
Why do I feel like that's true?
That's probably true.
Such a dirtbag, I feel like it's true. It's probably true. Fake, though, just to prove us wrong.
The story is not real. Shit. Although the many links in the video it concluded did add something of a veneer of respectability to an entirely fake article.
Okay. So it's fake. Phew. At least. Yeah.
Okay, our last truth or fake news. Donald Trump plagiarized portions of B-Movie and Avatar for his inaugural address.
True.
So here's the article. I'll show you guys. You guys obviously answer. Can't see it on...
Yeah, I'm going to say true, though.
Well, okay. Yeah, too late now.
So here's the article, essentially quoting, like...
I love the B-Movie.
The B-Movie and Donald Trump. Okay. So what they argue is Donald Trump said, "We are one nation, and their pain is our pain. Their dreams are our dreams. And their success will be our success. We share one heart, one home, and one glorious destiny." So they say Barry B. Benson also said that in B-Movie.
I'm trying to remember because I've seen that movie a few times. It sounds like something from the movie.
Really?
Is it true?
In a cartoon movie, they would say something so serious?
Yeah, because it's all about like keeping the hive functioning. Like, because he's like kind of like the rebellious bee. Like, well, why do we have to make honey our whole lives and then die? Like, I want to do other stuff. So they, you know.
So was that?
The unity of bees.
So was that a plagiarism of Barry B. Benson in B-Movie?
I would like to think so.
I would say so, yeah. Probably.
The quote on the left-hand side of the above display graphic does appear in President Trump's inaugural address and can be seen in the transcript of the speech provided by WhiteHouse.gov. The quote on the right-hand side of this image, however, does not appear in B-Movie.
Oh!
See, I thought it was.
Oh. So much...
It sounds like it would be in there because of what the movie's about.
It's a good movie, it seemed though, a little serious for a cartoon movie, but...
Yeah.
The movie's pretty serious.
But it's just one bee trying to overcome, you know.
Before
the hive works.
Yeah. Before we end the show, do you guys know about bees? Bees what are fucked up. Like how bees live?
Yeah. Dude, we talked about bees and wasps, I think, on our episode.
Yeah, we did.
Bees are fucking cool because they have to go kamikaze to defend themselves, whereas wasps are like,
looking for trouble.
Just gonna bite you. I'm Donald Trump now. Donald Trump, wasp, fuck you.
Dude, yes, I
do agree. You're a loser. You're losers. I'm gonna fucking pick you.
I do agree that wasps are dicks, but do you know how bees live?
Like die off every year or something. Like they kill all the hive
males.
The queen. Yeah.
They kill off all the males. Yeah. So the queen is the queen, whatever. And they'll have the workers. And the male bees are only there to fuck. Yeah. That's it. Only. They do nothing. They just sit there
in
the
hive.
That's
pretty much real life, though, right?
And just,
that's
yeah, do nothing. So what happens is that the women bees, have to go and get all the food and everything and have to make sure that they.
I thought there was only one female bee. I thought the only female bee was the queen.
The guy bee's just sitting on the couch. You get me hungry. I'm playing video games.
Okay, wait. Let me remember. Reading it and I was like, this is fucked. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's like different bees.
I believe
all
the bees you see are male bees. There's only one female bee and she like just has sex with all the bees like throughout the summer.
Yeah,
and then
she's
like crazy pregnant. Yeah. And then all the other ones die during the winter.
Okay,
sorry.
Okay. So there's a bee. There's a bee.
There's a bee. So in this story about bees, there's a bee.
There's a queen, which is the woman. There's a worker bee, and there's the drones.
Right.
So the drones don't do anything at all except fuck.
Okay.
They're just there to...
They're all the good-looking
bees. To procreate.
Bees.
Yeah, they're all the good-looking bees.
They're all the Mario Lopez's of the bee
world. Right, except he's so fucking annoying.
So the worker bees go and, like, do all the work, and
they
go find all the food. Well, I guess they're all...
I thought the only female was the queen. I could be wrong, but I thought the only female was
the
queen.
Oh, no. See, because they say worker bee, and then they say drones are males. So I think they're women.
Oh, so
they're
workers
all women.
Could be both. Okay.
Yeah, I think the working bee is only women. Okay, so if you're a man, then you just do nothing except do that.
See,
so
that sounds like a good
they
deal.
They go and get food.
You die once a year.
They go and get food. They go and store the nectar. They go and feed the larva and all produce honey. They do everything, all the work. And the men are just like playing PlayStation. So...
That's what we do.
During the winter when they're storing food, like when it's fall, so that they don't run out of food during the winter, they kill all the males that didn't serve for sex.
Yeah, yeah.
So when like people like us, like humans, have beehives and stuff, they take care of bees. In fall, you'll see like just a sea of bees.
Dead dudes. Who did not make up the mark.
Yeah,
like if you got bad shooters, you're fucking dead, dude.
Isn't that crazy?
Somebody needs to invent like bee Viagra.
They're like, oh, you okay, I'm pregnant now, good, cool, kill them all. Do you imagine that command? Oh my god. I would
to
anyone who gave me less than 3 orgasms, dead. All of them.
Anyways, I thought it was fucking crazy.
Well, I know the spiders, like, is it the tarantula? They'll just eat the mat.
It's the black widow, isn't it?
The black widow.
Yeah, you fuck her and then you just kill them.
Or even the praying mantis as well.
Yeah, that one too. That one's fucked. Kill the head, no? They, like, take off the head. Off.
Like,
rip off the head.
Don't need you anymore. Dead.
Yeah. See? You guys are lucky, man. Just
keep
saying.
Keep you guys alive.
Just saying. You guys are lucky. Because most animals kill them out.
See, if I was in the bee world and the queen bee came and woke me up when she was naked... and rub my legs, and I pretend to be asleep, I would be dead right now.
So you're lucky you're not a bee.
But isn't it, I wonder how, I guess they're pretty dumb, because if I...
Guys normally...
If I was a guy, I'd be like, okay, well, see ya, and I would leave, no?
No, I'd be like, the pussy.
Yeah.
I like the pussy.
Food.
Pussy.
Nom, nom, nom.
Guys are all retarded.
Hey, that would make a good movie.
Retarded bee.
The cycle of bees. It'd be pretty. It'd be like disgusting.
All these guys dying. They have the red wedding and bees.
Red wedding and bees. Anyways, I had to share.
All right, let's close the show. Plugs, final thoughts. We'll start with our friend Brooke.
Final thoughts.
Yeah. Plugs. Anything you want to talk?
Plugs. Yeah. Follow me on Twitter.
Okay. At Brooke AWA.
Yeah. Brooke AWA.
Then there's Charlie.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Final anything?
Bees are fucked. I don't know. That's my thought.
Male bees in the arms of the angel. Yeah.
And
well, you can, if you want to find out more, you can follow us on Twitter at STFU Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk to Charlie but not dying if you're a bee, save the bees.
You
can find me at...
you want to talk about your dreams?
Dreams.
Send us emails, guys. Send us emails.
stfupodcast@gmail.com. You can find me at STFU Old School. stfupodcast.com is the website. You can check out our episodes on YouTube, Google Play, iTunes.
Yep.
And also click on the Amazon link where Charlie gets a couple of cents.
Mm-hmm.
Costs you nothing. Buy your stuff on Amazon. You help support the show.
Oh.
And on that note, for Brooke AWA, for the bee murderer.
I didn't murder any bees.
And for the newfound lover of bidets, I'm Mr. Old School saying...
See ya.
Fuck you. I believe you can get me through the night. Ooh, dream weaver. I believe.
fly me high through the sky.